Shalom, everybody. In Parshas Korach, Bnei Yisrael complain to Hashem, and Hashem wants to destroy them with a magefa, with a plague. Aaron is told to burn ketores, to burn incense, and he stops the plague, which does eventually claim the lives of more than 14,000 people. And as the magefa is spreading, Moshe tells Aaron to take the pan, the machta, and to put burning coals in the pan, and to place ketores on the mizbeach. And the Netziv, Rav Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, who died in 1893, in his Perush to the Torah Ha'amek Davar, the Netziv points out a subtle difference in what Moshe told Aharon and the way Aharon executed that command. When Moshe tells Aharon to bring the ketores on the Mizbeach, the Torah says in Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Moshe tells Aharon, seem ketores, place ketores on the pan, in the pan, v'seem ketores. However, Aaron, in the very next pasuk, does something slightly different. The Torah says in Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Beis, that Aaron took the pan and he ran, vayarats, he runs to the congregation. The plague has already begun, and the Torah says, vayitain es haketores, and he placed the ketores. Moshe said, v'seem ketores, and Aaron did, vayitain es haketores. And one could ask, okay, what's the big deal? V'seem, vayitain. It means putting ketores on the pan. What's the big deal? But the Netziv says that this difference is lav davar reik hu. It is not nothing. Every single word in the Torah means something. And so the question is, what's the message here? What did Moshe mean when he said v'seem ketores? And what did Aaron do when the Torah said vayitain? The Netziv says that the word lasim denotes placing something very carefully in an organized, methodical way. For example, the Mishnah in the sixth parak of Maseches Tamid says that every single morning when the ketores is brought, it has to be placed on the mizbeach very carefully, so that when the fire burns the ketores, the Kohen's hands do not get burned. That's lasim, placing very carefully in an organized way. But sometimes the Kohen is instructed to place the ketores quickly, almost in a disorganized way, and that would be latate, not just to give, but almost to throw. So what happened in our parsha? Moshe told Aaron to do what you're always supposed to do with ketores, lasim ketores, place it gently, carefully, in an organized way. But Aaron, by the time he got to the mizbeach, by the time we get to Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Beis, Vihine Heichel HaNegef Ba'am, the plague has begun. People are dying. It's Pikuach Nefesh. He couldn't place it anymore gently. He had to latate. He had to throw it on in an almost disorganized way because lives were at stake here. It's an incredibly important lesson. Of course, the halacha must be followed. No question, rules must be followed. Organization is valuable. But in our specific case, we have Aaron. Aaron, who is the Ohev Shalom, the Rodev Shalom. He knew that people's lives were at stake here. It's an emergency situation. It's Pikuach Nefesh. And sometimes in those cases, we have to throw things down. When Pikuach Nefesh is involved, the Torah tells us what to be done in order to save others. The Rambam, another example, the Rambam in the Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204, says in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Beis Halacha Gimel, that anyone who believes that in a case of Pikuach Nefesh, it is usur to violate Shabbos, if someone believes that, they are an apikores, they're a heretic. The Torah is derachea darchei noam. And of course, in rare, rare cases, we must lay down our lives for the Torah. But in the vast, vast majority of mitzvos, we must live by the Torah and not die by the Torah. An example of how important it is to preserve life, even if it involves violating a mitzvah, even if it involves being Mechalel Shabbos, so to speak, is a story that was told many times by Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, the great Rosh Yeshiva of YU, who died in 1993. Once, as a young boy, Rav Soloveitchik was ill. A young boy, he was ill on Shabbos. and his father and great and his father and his grandfather were present when a doctor came by to look at him. So his grandfather, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, Rav Chaim Brisker, who died in 1918, asked the doctor if turning on a light would be helpful to help the little boy. And the doctor replied, "That's not a bad idea." So Rav Chaim immediately instructed his son, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, who died in 1941. This was the Rav's father. He said, "Turn on the light, it's Shabbos. Turn on the light to help the doctor in his work." When Rav Moshe hesitated, Rav Chaim got upset. Rav Chaim was asked how he could be so lenient regarding Shabbos. And he replied, "No, I am not being lenient regarding Shabbos. I am being strict regarding Pikuach Nefesh. Sometimes it's Lasim, and sometimes it's Latet." Have an amazing day, everyone!